Well, hello and welcome to another Fun Facts Friday. And I have David Hodges, of course, with me. But we've also got trouble with us today in the shape of Rusty DePass, who criticized the movie.
No, it was constructive.
So we decided, rather than just answer the email, we would bring him in the flesh to tell us the narrative of this haul and the bits we got wrong.
I don't still understand what we got wrong, but
what did we get?
What did we do wrong?
Well,
and welcome.
What shamelessly failed,
wearing orange, I see.
What failed to come out last week was the detail of what was on the second floor of this building,
which
and
we
this,
didn't know.
This was.
You would need to be 108 to remember that.
I'm not quite 108, but I'm getting close with every day.
Turn that way.
The floor of the second floor of the Jackson Hall was between the large portion of the stained glass window and the lower portion. The lower portion, of course, was in a room that was formed into a room. It was called the church parlor, and that's where the scout troop met, that's where, when I came along, that's where they welcomed new members. And there would be a gaggle of elders in there between Sunday school and church, and no inquirers class, but they just vote you in unless you had something to keep you out. So,
how about basketball? There was a basketball goal.
Before the second floor was put in, this was a basketball court.
This would be what, the 1950s?
This would have been the 1930s and 40s.
50s.
Maybe into the 50s. Okay. I'm not sure exactly how long.
I think the second floor was put in 1962.
Would have been. Then up to 1962. We know that elders Walker Clark and Walter Edwards, as well as Sam Clark and maybe Fred Gant, played basketball in here, and lots of others that we maybe have not come up with their names yet, but plenty of people would remember.
Do you know if it's the same floor?
Well, no. I'm sure this floor is new, but there would have been a basketball type of floor in here. And of course, you know, there's a basement in this building too.
I've been in it once.
And is that right? And there's a safe down there where
there is.
There used to be. I mean, and I remember this.
Errant critical elders get locked in the safe for 10 years.
The deacons would take up the offering, and of course, you know, the offering plates are sterling silver, and we used to have to bring the offering. The plates were probably more valuable than the offering, but we used to bring them over here while the doxology was going on, and lock them in this. We all had the combination to the safe, and we would lock the plates and the offering in the safe downstairs. Janie Edwards even told me about a time when they did Bible school downstairs, and they brought tons of sand in to recreate a Bible era village, and that they had this Bible school down in the basement, and that when the Bible school was over, all the sextons called in sick because they knew they were going to be shoveling sand out of the basement of Jackson Hall.
Well, we're going to have to do an addition in the basement.
We will, with the safe.
I don't know if there's any lighting in the basement, but we'll see. We need to see this safe and see if there are any elders locked in there.
This was all upstairs, was all Sunday school rooms. We had a pool table up there. And of course, the top of the stained glass window was covered with plywood.
Which is the topic of next week when we have Wilson Farrell.
So the man who knows everything.
Finally, we're going to have some expert
advice. He's just pretending.
Well, he's what he's heard. Wilson.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So next week, we're going to be doing the stained glass window.
You heard it from his lips. Stained glass window next week. See you next Friday.